And on the line now, I have Owen O'Brien TD. Good morning, Owen.
Good morning. How are you today? Happy New Year to you.
And Happy New Year to you too. And thanks very much for taking the call. You're Sinn Féin spokesperson on housing, and I've just after finishing an interview with Alison Gilliland. And the most interviews I do, this housing situation always comes in. You know, it's so serious that it comes into nearly every interview I do. Now, you recently said that you thought the Taoiseach had lost confidence in Minister Murphy's ability to deliver on housing, and he denied it.
Well, interestingly, it's not that I think it. It's that we've had a number of media reports now over the last couple of months where Fine Gael backbenchers or cabinet sources off the record have been speaking to journalists. So the most recent was in the Irish Mail on Sunday there last weekend, where John Lee wrote a piece in which he alleges and has quotes from a cabinet source that suggests that the Taoiseach is losing patience and confidence in Owen Murphy as Minister for Housing. Hugh O'Connell in the Sunday Business Post only in November had a similar story, and Ivan Yates, I think in August or September, was also reporting similar noises from Fine Gael backbenchers. So what we're getting is two things, neither of which are surprising. The first is a sense that Fine Gael backbenchers, who are coming under very significant pressure in their own constituencies because of the failure of government to deliver on social and affordable housing, feeling increasingly disenchanted with government policy. But we are also hearing from a range of sources, so many so that I think it's a credible claim, that Owen Murphy's standing in cabinet and with the Taoiseach has been significantly undermined. Now, what I'll say is this, I tabled a motion of no confidence in Owen Murphy back in September, and unfortunately that didn't pass. But I made it very clear, the issue here is not Owen Murphy as a person or Owen Murphy to be replaced by some other Fine Gael backbencher. The problem is twofold. We have a housing plan that is not working. Rebuilding Ireland is failing and failing miserably, and all of the government figures show us that. And we have a minister who, rather than accepting that and going to cabinet and saying things need to change, is continually implementing that failed policy. So we don't just need a change of minister, we need a change of plan. And if the minister, or if the Taoiseach, should I say, thinks he can sacrifice Owen Murphy and somehow that will present him in a better light, he's got another thing coming. Because ultimately what we need to see is a change of direction, increased investment, and new policies being implemented. And if Owen Murphy's not going to do that, which clearly he isn't, then we do need a change of minister. But a change of minister to lead to a change of plan and increased levels of investment to tackle this crisis once and for all.
Yeah, well, I talk to residents' associations, councillors, and I've often said what happened to Dublin City Council, when it was Dublin Corporation, they were building houses. And I say, why aren't they doing that? And I was told that it's because of the finding it very hard to get funding from the department.
Yeah, it's important to understand that local authorities cannot build, cannot borrow, cannot spend a single cent without the approval of the minister in the department. So while some local authorities would like to be building and delivering far more houses than they currently are, others may not have that view, by the way, but that's a separate issue. Yep. The core problem here is the target set out in Rebuilding Ireland for new social housing and the funding that's been provided is too low. And that, in fact, there are no targets for the delivery of affordable housing to rent or to buy for families who are above the threshold for social housing but are struggling to find secure and affordable accommodation in the private rental or purchase sector. So at the core of this is Rebuilding Ireland. And, you know, I did an exercise recently where I look at housing need in every local authority in the country. That's the number of households on the local authority waiting lists, but also the number of households who are in HAP and RAS accommodation, because, of course, they're only two-year or four-year private rental subsidised tenancies. And I compared what I call the real level of social housing need with the delivery targets under Rebuilding Ireland. And the gap is enormous. In many cases, Rebuilding Ireland will meet less than 50% of real social housing need. In some cases, they'll only meet 20 or 30% of housing need up to 2021. And then we look at affordable housing, like the growing number of people struggling to afford rent, struggling to buy, or unable to rent and buy and forced to live with family and friends for much greater periods of time than would have been the case in previous decades, is enormous. And again, not only does Rebuilding Ireland have no targets for affordable housing, but we've been promised, in fact, since Alan Kelly's plan in 2014, the rollout of an affordable rental scheme, what we call cost rental, that has yet to materialise. And the various measures that government has introduced to assist affordable home purchase, whether it's the Help to Buy tax break or the Local Infrastructure Housing Activation Fund, are either not producing any affordability or are producing affordability only at the very top end of the margin, which means if you're a couple with a combined income of 80,000, you might benefit from those schemes. But the working family on 65,000 or 55,000 gross annual salary aren't getting any assistance at all. So our core problem here is rebuilding Ireland. It does not have a high enough level of investment in social affordable housing. Therefore, the targets for social affordable housing output are far too low. And until that changes, we're going to be stuck in the same problem. I mean, it's worth remembering that on the 3rd of October in the Dáil, there was a cross-party motion tabled by Sinn Féin, People for Profit, Solidarity, Social Democrats, Greens, Independents for Change and some others. That was supported by the Raise the Roof Coalition of the Irish Congress of Trade Unions, the National Women's Council of Ireland, the Union Students of Ireland and the Housing and Homeless Coalition. And what that called for was, at its core, the doubling of annual capital investment in the provision of public housing to meet social affordable housing need. We need to be spending at least 2.3 billion euros annually in providing new homes to meet social affordable need. That motion was passed. In fact, Fianna Fáil, under pressure from the very substantial mobilisation of the trade unions and civil society, supported it. But then the following week, they facilitated the Fine Gael budget, which will spend half that amount. And that is the core of our problem. I don't want to oversimplify it. There are lots of other important issues that need to be addressed. But unless government is investing in the direct delivery of public housing to meet social and affordable housing need on a scale commensurate with the need that's out there, we're never going to tackle this problem. And that wasn't just the problem with this plan. It was the same with the Alan Kelly plan. It was the same with the Fianna Fáil plan in 2007, delivering home in sustainable communities. And it's been at the core of our housing difficulties for three decades. So I suppose what Raise the Roof were saying, what the Housing and Homelessness Coalition were saying in their demonstration in December past, and what many other groups like Raise the Roof or Take Back the City are saying is that government needs to change tack, and 2019 is going to be a year of growing housing protests in size and intensity until such time as either A, this government changes plan, or we force a change of government and we put in place a government that's going to deliver the level of public housing that's required.
Yeah, now I'm glad you mentioned Nationwide there earlier, because we here were inclined to just deal with local building projects and things like that and local residents. But this, just to point out that this is so serious, this is a nationwide problem.
Absolutely, absolutely. I did a presentation recently, for example, in Monaghan, and it was for Sinn Féin councillors and members from the North West. So that's predominantly rural counties, you know, taking from Cavan, Monaghan, all the way through Sligo, Galway, Mayo, and up into Donegal. And I gave a county-by-county breakdown of the real level of social housing need and the Rebuilding Ireland targets. And in every single county, the same problem is there. It might be on a smaller scale, it might not be as acute. I was reading some commentary from people, for example, in Mayo recently, and they were talking about the difficulty of getting rental accommodation at an affordable level at Capital Bar. I was looking at the figures for homelessness, for example, in Cork City and County. And in the 2.5 years since Rebuilding Ireland was published in 2016, homelessness in the City and County of Cork has increased by 70%. So it doesn't matter where you go. This is no longer an urban problem. Yes, the scale of the problem is at its most acute in urban Dublin, in urban Galway, in urban Limerick, Cork and Waterford. But in all areas, we are having these difficulties. And, OK, sure, you can buy or rent a house much more cheaply in a very rural part of Sligo or of Galway. The problem is that that's not where the jobs are. The jobs are in and around the towns in rural Ireland or closer to the cities. So homelessness is a problem in every county in the country. Rent affordability is a problem in every county in the country. And in fact, some of the biggest rent increases have been in the likes of Sligo and Limerick, rather in your Corks, Galways or Dublins, which are covered by rent pressure zones. And the gap between the commitments to deliver social and affordable housing by government and the level of need for that housing is the same in every local authority in every county in the country. And I think that's why you're going to see housing becoming the number one political issue of 2019. We've already seen it with the very serious, I suppose, public rebuke to the nonsense that was spoken by the former chair of the housing agency, Conor Skeehan, in the media this week. But we're also seeing it just in the stories we're hearing right across the country. This isn't a Dublin problem. This is a statewide problem, and it needs a statewide response.
And county councils all over Ireland, nationwide, are they having the same problems? They could be building houses, but they're not getting the funding from the department. Is that a nationwide problem as well?
Yes, and again, to go back to what I said about the briefing I gave to my party colleagues in the Northwest, I broke down county by county in that most rural part of our country, the gap between the need for social housing in their local authority areas and what Rebuilding Ireland was committing to. And in every one of those local authority areas, the gap was the same. It was a 30-70 or 40-60 split. You know, the state between now and 2021 was going to meet between 30 and 40% of needs for real public housing. And again, that's just the social housing element of it. The government has yet to really grapple with or get a sense of what level of affordable housing for working families above the threshold for social housing eligibility in those areas. So, you know, this is a problem everywhere, and it's increasingly going to become a matter of public debate. And that's why, you know, the Raise the Roof initiative led by the Irish Congress of Trade Unions, the Housing and Homeless Coalition that many of us are involved in, the Take Back the City initiative that you've seen in Dublin and Galway and Waterford. You know, the reach of those campaigns is going to get ever greater as more and more people realise that their housing needs, the essential need all people have for secure and affordable accommodation, is not being met by government policy. And I think that's why we're going to see throughout this year a movement around housing building far, far greater than what we saw in water charges, far, far greater than what we saw in opposition to the austerity of Fianna Fáil in the dying days of that administration in 2010. Because whether you're a student trying to get affordable accommodation while you're undergoing your education, whether you're a young couple in your first job trying to save for deposit while you're renting, whether you're a family languishing for 9, 10, 10, 12, 14 years in a local authority housing waiting list, depending on where you are, or you're somebody who's paying more than 30% of your disposable income on rent or a mortgage, increasingly people are going to see that the core of the problem is the same, the failure of government policy. And I think that's going to push huge pressure both on Fine Gael, because they're in government, but also on Fianna Fáil. They've facilitated three Fine Gael budgets that are under-investing in public housing to meet social affordable housing needs. And therefore, I think if and when we get to the next general election, whether it's this year or next year, housing is going to become one of the key issues. And parties' records on that issue are going to be judged not by what they promised in the election, but what they did and how they voted over the last number of years in the Dáil and in the Shannon.
Yeah, it is. It's very, very serious. And people are very, very annoyed. I think it's going to be like it's going down the same road as the water charges. But I would like to say that affordable housing can work. It's been done. It's been proven by O'Coolan Housing, for instance. And they started off in Ballymun, but I believe now they're moving nationwide. I think they're gone to Waterford to either advise or help down there.
That's right. And look, the O'Coolan Co-Housing Alliance and their first tranche of affordable purchase homes up in Poppentry and Ballymun shows clearly that you can deliver good quality 2 and 3 bedroom homes for purchase for between 170 and 225,000 euros to meet the needs of families on combined incomes of between 45 and 75,000. And they're households who aren't eligible for social housing or HAP or those subsidies, but can't afford to rent or buy. So we need a lot more of that. But what we also need, and probably what we need more of, is what we call affordable cost rental. There is a pilot project approved for St. Michael's Estate in Inchicore. There'll be about 500 units, 30% social rental, 70% cost affordable rental. And that model is really important because it's public housing, it's owned by local authorities or approved housing bodies. And the rent that people pay will be based on the economic cost of financing and managing and maintaining the unit. So it bears no relationship to the market. And that means you could have rents, for example, essentially within the canals of Dublin, somewhere between 600 and 800 euros a month for a 1 or 2 bedroom apartment, where currently the market prices are between 1,100 and 1,800 for that type of accommodation. So you're looking at half the market rate. And not only that, but your rent then linked to inflation, for example, over the long term. So that means people could have lifetime tenancies. Their rents would never go up by more than the rate of inflation. And therefore, they would be permanently affordable and they would be secure, both in terms of rent certainty and security of tenure. And we need a stream of affordable cost rental, maybe of a similar size to what we have in social rental, certainly close to that. Sinn Féin put detailed proposals to government both last year in the run-up to the budget for 2018 and again in the run-up to budget 2019. But we want to see, in addition to 10,000 new social homes owned by local authorities and approved housing bodies produced every single year to meet social housing need, at least 4,500 to 5,500 affordable homes delivered with a mixture of affordable rental and affordable purchase. Because we need to get to a situation where the public housing stock has a good quality mixture of social rental to meet the needs of people who can't afford the economic cost of their accommodation, affordable rental and affordable purchase. And the 2.3 billion capital investment figure that was endorsed by the 48 TDs who proposed the motion on the October 3rd, as well as the Congress of Trade Unions and others, is the minimum level of investment you need to have that kind of output. That would mean, for example, instead of the 7,000 so public houses the government intends to deliver in 2019 under Rebuilding Ireland, you be producing at least 14,000, but with a mixture of social rental, affordable rental and affordable purchase. That's the only way we can start to really tackle this crisis. And even then, it is going to take us a significant volume of time, maybe 5 years before we get a real grip and 10 years before we have social affordable housing need really under control.
Yeah, and there's going to be more people waiting on housing each year that passes. Now, you mentioned a general election.
Well, you think of it this way, just to put it in context.
Yeah.
There was a cross-party report produced in 2016 by a special subcommittee of the Dáil called the Housing and Homeless Committee. I sat on it. And we recommended in that report, this was before Rebuilding Ireland was produced, that the state needed to produce a minimum of 10,000 real social houses owned by local authorities and approved housing bodies every year over 5 years. That would be 50,000, starting from 2016, for over the 5 years. The government hasn't met that target or anywhere close to that. So, for example, this year, they're going to fall about 50% shy of that, just 44, 45% of it, with about 5,500 units. Last year, they got 4,500. The year before, they got to under 4,000. Now, by the time they reach 2021, they will be approaching that with in and around 10,000 between builds and buys. But by 2021, the level of new need of new families coming onto the housing lists from 2016 will mean, in fact, by that stage, we'll need 12 or 14,000. So the output of social housing is at best 60% short of what's needed. But in fact, up until this point in time, it's been about 50% of what's needed, and that means accumulating new need is added all the time. So that just shows you the gap between output and need.
Right, we've only got about a minute left on. I could talk to you for another hour, I'd imagine. But you mentioned a general election there, and I imagine when this happens and candidates are knocking on doors, they're going to actually see the anger that's out there about this housing situation. Would you welcome a general election, and or can you see one happening anytime soon?
Well, two things. First of all, Leo Varadkar has no mandate to be Taoiseach. He wasn't elected by the people as Taoiseach. And in fact, he only secured 35% support of the members of the Oireachtas to become Taoiseach, albeit Fianna Fáil abstained. So this is a guy without a mandate and a government without a mandate. The only reason they're still in power is because Micheál Martin is scared of an election.
Yeah.
The nonsense that the leader of Fianna Fáil was spouting before Christmas of wanting to put off an election until 2020. In the national interest is simply not true. He doesn't want an election because he knows he can't win. And if he comes second or third in the general election in terms of party strength, he will have to resign as leader of his party. So we need a general election, but we need a general election that's going to deliver real change. There's no point rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic and having another government led by Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael that's going to do just the same thing. So I'd like to see a general election tomorrow. However, given Fianna Fáil's stated position, whether or not we have a general election this year, we will have to wait and see. But in the meantime, whoever is in government, pressure has to be brought to bear through campaigning on the streets, through lobbying, through media engagement, etc., for this government to change the policy. Colette Brown, for example, in the Irish Independent today, has an absolutely brilliant column highlighting, from an independent observer, Rebuilding Ireland is failing, the policy needs to change. So while, yes, I'd like to see a general election, I'm not going to wait until that happens. We have huge amounts of cross-party and civil society campaigning to do to address this crisis and raise the roof. The Irish Congress of Trade Unions-led coalition will be launching major initiatives later this month, outlining campaigns of the year, other organisations would be doing likewise. And I would urge all your listeners, if you're concerned about the housing crisis, don't just sit at home and be angry. Get out, get active, get involved in the campaigns, and let's try and force a change, either in government policy, or if that's not possible, if and when a general election comes, in the government itself.
Okay, Owen, listen, thank you very much for taking the call. As I said, we could go on talking forever.
No problem. Good to talk to you as always.
Thank you, Owen.